The legislature is returning to the state capitol this week, and next week, Governor Rick Snyder will kick off the political year in Lansing with his State of the State address.
Welcome back.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The governor will almost certainly have no choice but to bring up the Flint water situation in that speech as the Snyder administration continues to play catch-up on that crisis.
In recent days, the governor has declared a state of emergency, opened the state's emergency operations center, met with the new mayor of Flint.
Criticism of his handling of the problem, though, has gone national as Snyder continues to try to reassure people that he's aware of the magnitude of what's happening and marshaling resources to deal with what he calls
this unfortunate situation that I do apologize for with respect to our role in this issue.
The governor and the administration have struggled to find the right words and tone after the disastrous early response of denying there was a problem until the fact that children were being harmed became beyond dispute.
Yeah, and as a result, we can be pretty confident the administration
Indeed.
Will ask the legislature to pony up more money to deal with the effects of lead contamination in the water.
And as in any crisis, there are also opportunities.
Right. Water infrastructure, aging pipes and sewers in cities, now on the agenda.
Or will be soon. Mm-hmm. Flint alone has 500 miles of iron pipe that's susceptible to corrosion.
And it's not only Flint dealing with aging water infrastructure.
That reality acknowledged by Harvey Holland, Snyder's director of urban initiatives and the person who is coordinating the state's response to the Flint crisis.
This is the next infrastructure challenge for the state of Michigan. The governor's very aware of that.
And how interesting is it that last year, Governor Snyder hoped to start discussions on a water strategy, including dealing with pipes and sewers?
That got delayed as the debate over road funding dragged on throughout the year. Mm-hmm. The administration is still developing its plans on exactly what it wants to do, how much it will cost,
how to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. It is a bitter, bitter irony that the Flint debacle not only puts that on the table, but is in fact driving the discussion.
Right. And we have seen how this legislature responds when it comes to coming up with new money for expensive
right.
initiatives. Look at the aforementioned money for roads.
And don't forget, this is an election year. We have 110 races for state house seats, not to mention a presidential race.
With the political implications clear and present, an election year can be a very difficult time to get big, controversial things done.
But it can also be dangerous, politically dangerous, to allow big problems to fester. The magnitude of what's going on in Flint, the possibility of another water disaster somewhere else, might just mean that it's too big not to handle in 2016.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.